Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we have a guy who hires people who says there are lots of jobs out there, but not necessarily people who are qualified to occupy those jobs. Jim Annis will join us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Joe Guild, Robert Eithoven, and Verita Black Prothro. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The plan would end Medicare as we know it.
Repeals Medicare.
And that's the same plan Dean Heller voted for twice. But it gets worse. On July 25th, Heller voted to give another $160,000 tax break to millionaires. Minutes later, he voted against a tax cut for the rest of us, the middle class. Two votes against Medicare. Two votes against the middle class. Dean Heller just keeps getting it wrong. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for the content of this advertising.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to have a fascinating discussion with Jim Annis. He is the CEO of Applied Staffing Solutions. Give us the 45-second version of what your company does.
Yes, Sam, actually, I'm CEO of the Applied Companies. The Applied Companies consist of four businesses dedicated to managing the business of employing people. We have Applied Staffing, which is a sizable, actually the largest privately held contingent staffing agency. We also do executive search. We have Applied Business Solutions, which is a professional employer organization where we provide payroll benefits, health insurance benefits, workers' comp insurance to a number of small companies locally. We also have Applied Power Solutions, which is under the radar. We were able to put together a deal with Kawasaki of America, and we were providing PEO services to all their dealers.
What's PEO?
Professional employer, what Applied Business Solutions does,
okay,
to all of their dealers across the country. And then finally, we have Applied Insurance Solutions, which is an insurance brokerage providing health insurance and property and casualty insurance to a number of different companies. So we have four different companies, all under providing a risk mediation and risk assistance to local companies.
Okay, so first question I want to ask you is, looking at Nevada's economy, how's business?
We're busier than a hatchet in a Betty Davis movie. Which is pretty doggone busy.
And how long have you been this busy?
Last 18 months, or so.
So that's pretty much reflective of other people in business that have been telling me, workers' comp and things like that, that in the various sectors that we've been seeing an improvement in the economy.
Yes.
You wrote an article for Northern Nevada Business Weekly that I thought was fascinating. And in it, you were talking about the fact that there are jobs available, but we don't have the people qualified to accept them. Could you elaborate for us?
Sure. And actually, that was in the Reno Gazette Journal,
okay,
just to give proper acclamation there.
Burl is calling me right now.
Yeah, no, that's why I made that comment. And actually, at the beginning of that article, I said, be prepared to read this article because this is a contrarian view. Because people think, with what is now 10.8% unemployment in Northern Nevada, that there's plenty of employees to fill the open job positions. And that, in fact, is not the case from what we're seeing. If we look at the two different sectors of employment, basically, where you have the professional sector and we'll call it the non-professional sector, in the non-professional sector, we have many, 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 many more clients, more than 50% more, who are requiring background screening and drug testing. So much so that we're even opening up our own little division in our company of doing drug testing so we can respond quicker to our clients. That by itself is reducing the number of candidates that are available to fill positions. 10 years ago, if you could fog a mayor, we could place you there. We had 4.4% unemployment, sure, or 3.6%. Now, even at 10.8%, because of additional requirements placed to us by the clients, because of safety reasons and obviously employment, punctuality reasons, those types of things, then it's becoming much more difficult to qualify employees.
Now, you know, as far as, if I can be more specific here, on people failing drug tests, what kind of drugs are they failing for?
Well, we test for 5 different drugs, and it's all across the board.
And fairly equally?
I don't know. I'm the CEO of the company. I can't answer that question.
As far as an educated workforce, you know, that's something that we talk about all the time. We talk about the education system, both K-12 and higher ed. Are we seeing graduates coming out of our schools that are qualified to accept the positions that you have available?
Let's go to the second part of the first question you had, which was addressing the professional workforce. And the qualified candidate pool shrinking in the professional workforce. There's 22 million fewer Gen Xers than there are boomers. Boomers are retiring. 10,000 a day, 10,000 people a day are turning 65. So there's 22 million fewer 40-year-olds than there are 65-year-olds. So there's an enormous void in the workplace for managerial talent. The millennials, born after 81, are in the driver's seat. There's a whole bunch of those going to try to fill in those positions, and some seniors are still working. But we're there in this local community, particularly, there's a shortage of professionals to fill positions, and we're recruiting. We have an executive search company as well, who's recruiting from out of the country, out of the state, to bring candidates in here for certain specific qualifications. Secondarily, in terms of college graduates, we have a challenge, making gross generalizations, we have a challenge with the millennial generation because they have an entitlement mentality. And they think, I've got several that probably think they should be running the company and they're 27 years old. And they're bright students, but they have this mentality, they think they should be climbing the ladder quicker than in fact they should. And so we need two things to happen. Number one, they need to understand that you have to start at the bottom level of a company to really grow in that company. And number two, we need to have employers embrace the fact that they have this entitlement mentality and manage that properly and mentor them so they can come into the workplace. We have, you know, for the first time in the American workforce, there's 4 generations working together. It's never happened. And we have all 4, traditionalists, boomers, Gen Xers, and millennials in my company. We have about 40 employees. And it's hilarious to watch them interface because they don't understand each other. We've even had training sessions so they all understand each other. Because a traditionalist who was born before 1946, everything I say is gospel. It's just like they're the bobblehead doll in back of the, you know, the hula doll type thing. The boomers who were born from 46 to 64, their job is to challenge authority. The Gen Xers, my personal favorite generation, their job is to work 8 to 5 and go home and have a great life. And they really respect balanced life, which I really enjoy. And the millennials feel entitled. So, and each generation has their own individual impacting event. For example, I just turned 60. Everyone in my generations know where they were when John Kennedy was shot. As a Gen Xer, they all know where they were when the Challenger exploded. So each generation has its own sort of defining event like that. And so it's a challenge to make sure they communicate among all 4 generations.
All right. Fascinating topic. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Jim Annis when we return.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. the facts so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Annis. He is the CEO of the Applied Companies. One of the things that you were talking about, you know, when you're saying that the youngest group comes in and they want to, you know, be the boss right away. Mm-hmm. We've talked on the program before about, you know, in the past it used to be you had a job, you stayed in that job your whole life, you got a retirement, blah, blah, blah. Not anymore. I mean, how many different jobs do you think people are going to have at this point in time in their career?
You know, the boomer, the traditionalist and boomer have always described to the career ladder philosophy, where you know you climb the corporate ladder at 60, you get the gold watch, and you go retire. The Gen Xers, again, who are my favorite generation, the Gen Xers actually feel that it's more of a career web as opposed to a ladder. So it's more circular than it is linear. And they're going to have a number of different jobs, job types, and with a number of different companies. So it's more of a web than it is a ladder. So the guess is, I mean, personally, I've gone through four different industries in my career, which is rare for our generation.
Right.
But the feeling is that the Gen Xers will go through at least four different industries, comprising between 5 and 10 different types of jobs within those four industries.
So it won't even be where you're taking the experience from one job to the next job. It may be a different job, but you're taking those things that you've learned. It's something completely different.
Yeah, and employing those things you've learned in other aspects of a business.
I want to go back to higher ed. Are you getting the kids coming out of university system that are the kids that you need?
Certainly in terms of education, yes. They need to be trained how to interview, how to sit up straight, how to, you know, answers aren't in the ceiling. You look at somebody, those types of, there needs to be interview skills and maybe even some work ethic skills. But generally speaking, from my perspective, from an educational standpoint, we have some very bright people graduating from the university. And there is still a brain drain because some want to leave town. Just because, you know, my oldest left town and came back after he got his degree. But there's still some kind of a brain drain going on.
Okay, so, you know, the governor's biggest thing is economic development. Mm-hmm. What kind of businesses would you like to see coming into Nevada, period, if you would address the whole state, because the program is statewide? And do we have the workers for those kind of businesses?
You know, I've been in the community for 30 years. We're a sponsor of EDON. Have been for a long, long time. And one challenge I had with the Target 2010 of EDON, which was implemented, I think, 5 or 6 years ago,
right,
before 2010, was, to me, there was a lot of... the one major thing that wasn't in there was they didn't want to focus on distribution. And the challenge with distribution is it doesn't provide a lot of jobs necessarily, unless you have a whole bunch of them together, but each individual... 100,000 square foot warehouse doesn't produce a lot of jobs. And number two, I think there's no sizzle to that. You know, it's much more exciting to say we want to do advanced manufacturing. Well, what is that? And so what I'm pleased with what Kazmierski and his staff have done there is they have included in their target industries logistics and warehousing, because we have that here. And Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is growing like crazy. I'm sure you've been out there recently.
Of course.
And so to me, continue the focus on warehousing and light manufacturing are the two areas. And thirdly would be, the financial industry, those types of businesses we can locate here and headquarter here, because they typically hire a lot of people. And are they high-paying jobs?
Okay, because I was going to ask you, because a lot in the warehousing business, you know, minimum wage jobs are barely above that,
right.
And we've been in a service economy as far as the gaming industry goes.
Right.
You know, it seems like we'd be developing more into that area, but now you're talking about other areas that would be more high-paying. What do you think about the Apple deal to bring them to Northern Nevada?
I think having the name recognition here is fabulous. It's only going to produce, I believe, 40 to 50 jobs is what I'm hearing, and I think we gave them an $89 million tax abatement. That's a lot of tax dollars for 40 jobs. But equally, we know there's already other data centers coming into town because of that. So I think it's overall very positive.
Okay, what do you think about the immigration issue? I mean, you know, as you talk about the numbers of population mm-hmm. decreasing in the workforce, mm-hmm. are we not going to need immigration to be able to continue to service the industries that we have and the ones that are coming?
The first answer to that is that as a staffing company and as a professional employer organization, we are under the extreme scrutiny of INS and Homeland Security both. And so every employee that's an our employee is a qualified employee to work in America. We screen every employee that comes to the door, whether they are working for us at that moment or not. So from a professional business standpoint, I want to make that crystal clear.
Sure.
Secondarily, my feeling is that immigration community pays so much in taxes that we need to have some kind of a program to assimilate them or do something. Because if whatever the number is, 11 million, were to leave, it would impact our taxes dramatically.
And the fact is that
Social Security
they contribute, according to the New York Times, about $6 billion that they never collect each year into the economy.
Right. So something needs to be done there.
Hey, great interview here. Thank you so much for coming in. Fascinating topic.
My pleasure.
An unusual one.
Anytime.
All right. We'll
Thank
be right
you.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Possibly the best tasting burger on the planet. Eat at Joe's today.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Get ready for the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery's Moonlight Madness event. It's our biggest sale of the year, and everything in the store will be marked down. Hurry in. Now is your chance to save up to 50% on floor samples, closeouts, one-of-a-kinds, and discontinued furniture, plus a wide selection of stylish tables, lamps, accessories, and more. Save up to 50% during the Moonlight Madness event. Don't miss it.
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services. And here's another satisfied customer to tell you why.
My name's Christina Squaw. I'm the property manager at Sawmill Heights Apartments. We use Evergreen Carpet Care because they provide the best service. I've shopped around and looked at other carpet cleaning companies, and they just really clean the carpets the best. They're professional, on time, and they're great to work with.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Robert Eidhoven is here. He's with Kulasar and Latham Government Affairs. Joe Guild returns, the attorney, and Verita Black-Prothro, host of Get Real America on KJFK. So Pete Ernotte's appearance on this program went viral and has gone all across the country, Fox News and everything else, because he talked about the fact that he thought that Obama was going to win in Nevada by 2 to 3 points, and that would be the number that would drag Dean Heller along, not drag Dean Heller, but Dean Heller would win by about the same amount in the Senate race. Your thoughts on that, Mr. Eidhoven?
I like reading about Nevada newsmakers on Politico.com. There's a shameless plug for both of them. I think most people would agree with them. I think whether you go out and say that as in the role that he has is, I don't know what good it does, but, you know, he's asked a question, he gave you his honest answer, and I think that's what a lot of people would agree with. I'd even tell you that the race is, if you look at all the polling and the way the registration advantages have gone towards the Democrats, their turnout models and, you know, their abilities to turn out their voters, that's a safe bet. That's the safest bet you can make today, I think, in the state of the race. But I do think that Romney has some momentum, and I think people who are waiting to the very end, Election Day voters, typically Election Day voters are the more traditional, older voters in Nevada anyway.
Hey, and, thanks, and they buddy. Would tend I'm, to there. Be, I'm right there, hey. 6, 7 a.m.
And in that demographic, and a lot of them are rural voters as well, they tend to, you know, it's Election Day, they don't believe in the early voting. They may have already had their minds made up, and maybe for a long time they have, but they wait to vote on Election Day. So I think Romney will win on Election Day. Will he be able to make up the difference in what the Democrats have already built as a pretty sizable advantage so far and early? And to their credit, the Democrats have done very well in absentee as well.
Joe, you know, what's interesting is that, of course, the Romney campaign cannot slow down in Nevada despite any information they get right. to the contrary, because it affects all the other Republicans. Nominees here.
Sure. I don't think they will slow down. I think Nevada is still in play. I think the the enthusiasm that was generated yesterday in Reno by the Romney appearance. I mean, 4,500 or so people show up at a rally. A month ago, he probably couldn't get 500 people. So. It proves one point, that after Labor Day is when people the average voter really starts to pay attention to these elections. So Romney can't discount Nevada, even though the poll numbers might be showing something else. But I agree with Robert. I feel a momentum. I don't know if it's enough momentum to carry Romney to a victory, but the down ticket races, the Senate, the state Senate is very much in play. All of the congressional races, two of them. I think we can figure that Titus and Amadeo will probably win
by more than a nose.
Yeah. So yeah, I. Verita, I'm sure, has something to say.
Okay, Verita, I was going to say to you, Shelley Berkley, appears to be struggling here. She was on your radio show. Why do you think that she has not done more to make herself known to the larger population in Northern Nevada?
You know, that's a great question, Sam. I have absolutely
so give me a great answer.
I wish I had a great answer for it. I just spoke.
I mean, did she have any trouble at answering your questions?
No, she didn't. And in fact, I wish that her answer to the whole ethics issue, the answer that she gave, would have been her commercial, because I think that it would have dispelled a lot of the questions and anxiety that's giving even some Democrats, because it's a completely different picture than we see on the ads, and even on her ad. I think it would make people feel better, but she's struggling in Washoe, certainly.
Robert, you know, this campaign has just been so ugly and so overfull. I mean, at this point, the New York Times is reporting that Republican senators and congressmen are looking at perhaps finding ways to limit the amount of advertising that can be done by the third parties. Isn't this just getting to the point of being self-destructive to the whole idea of campaigns?
You know, it's that question comes up every campaign, and I remember McCain-Feingold. McCain-Feingold was passed and was signed into law, and what was it signed for? I mean, even though there are constitutional questions about it, it was signed to remove money from politics, and it continues to go up beyond what anyone had ever imagined. So, look, these are tested in the courts all the time. The levels, who can give, how it can be given, how it should be disclosed, and the courts ultimately are going to make those decisions. People willing to spend their own money, who have the right to do it, are going to do it. I'm sure the station managers absolutely love it. The mail vendors love it. One thing I'll say about Berkley situation, I think Berkley needed to start her campaign she probably didn't foresee the whole situation of the Ensign situation and then Heller getting appointed to that seat. It is very difficult for a Southern Nevada legislator to introduce himself to Northern Nevada. Much more difficult than a Northern into Southern Nevada.
Okay, but Joe, the Democratic registration is 90,000 plus advantage in Clark County,
right.
Or in the state, actually. How much of Northern Nevada does she need to win to be able to take this?
Well, the old traditional calculus is, I think, still holds. She needs to at least be even in Washoe County. She can lose rural Nevada and win big in Clark County. but, you know, I think back to the question of this.
We've got about 15 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, I would just say that I think it will be self-regulated at some point in time, because the voters are so turned off by all of these ads and all of this money that's come into these elections nationally and locally, that at some point it's going to be a point of diminishing return for all this money that's being spent.
Well, I think I agree with you, but I think until there's some way to regulate the third-party money, that's just not going to happen.
No, I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. Election day just around the corner. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We had a good group of people, good group of employees out there.
This was a booming place, and Mitt Romney and Bain Capital turned it into a junkyard.
I was suddenly 60 years old. I had no health care.
Mainly I was thinking about is my family. How am I going to take care of my family?
He promised us the same things he's promised in the United States. He'll give you the same thing he gave us. Nothing.
Priorities USA Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Time to tell Shelley Berkley.
These ads making fun of Shelley Berkley, they're just so nasty. I don't believe them. The important thing is what Dean Heller has been doing. He's for tax breaks to millionaires, and he voted to turn Medicare into a voucher. But Shelley Berkley, she stood up to protect Medicare, and she'll fight for middle-class tax cuts. She has always been on our side. Dean Heller, I don't know whose side he's on, but it's not ours.
The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of his advertising.
Every president inherits challenges. Few have faced so many. 4 years later, our enemies have been brought to justice. Our heroes are coming home. Assembly lines are humming again. There are still challenges to meet. Children to educate, a middle class to rebuild. But the last thing we should do is turn back now.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new.
Wiggle around with us.
Get moving, too.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
Prices are falling sales event only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Cars that were $15,000, now $10,000. SUVs that were $20,000, now $15,000. Trucks that were $25,000, now $20,000. Internet even has vehicles starting at $999. Prices are falling on our entire inventory. Zero money down and interest rates at an all-time low 1.10%. And get a guaranteed $4,000 push, pull, or drag. Prices are falling only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
Do you really want strangers to come to your home when you're selling your furniture or household items?
Consigned Furniture of Reno. Easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we'll talk to Dan Klaich.